This. Here we go. Guys, listen up. Why do we have this unique halakha of basic mahajim, mahajim, and mahajim? Why did Chazal do that? The answer is as follows. Because all of Hanukkah is built on going the extra mile. Let me explain. This is in two ways. Let me explain. Number one, you had this much oil. When you burn oil, you have a wick. The wick pulls the oil up the wick and it burns. If you have an eighth amount of the oil that you need, the Beis Halevi says they had a simple solution. They could have taken what? The same wicks and made them 1/8 as thick. Instead of using wicks that are this thick, use wicks that are 1/8 as thick, and it would have lasted for 8 days without a miracle. Think about that. There was a totally natural way to solve the problem. But they said, no, we're fighting the Greeks now. The Greeks were trying to destroy Judaism. The way to fight off the Greeks is to do things exactly right. We're not going to start cutting corners. You start cutting corners, you lose everything. So therefore they said, we have to do the mitzvah the right way. And they did the mitzvah, and then Hashem did a miracle and let it last for 8 days. So that's one idea, a mahajim and a mahajim. A similar idea. This is the famous kasha of the Pnei Yoshua. The halacha is tum hutra b'tzibur. If the whole nation is tameh, there are many karbanos you can offer anyway. Karbanos tzibur can be offered even if everyone's tameh. So the Pnei Yoshua asks the question, why did they need the special oil? Why did it take 8 days? They had enough oil for 1 day. Why did it take 8 days? Because there are two opinions. One is, the tahor oil was 4 days away. It took them 4 days to go there and 4 days to come back. So they needed 8 days till they got them enough new tahor oil. The other pshat is everyone was tamei mace. So it takes 8 days to become. It takes 7 days to become tahor. Then the 8th day to make new oil. Those are the two pshat in why 8 days. So why not just use tamei oil? You're allowed to use tamei oil. It's mutter. So the Achronim say this was exactly the point. They were fighting the Greeks, and the Greeks made everything tamei. And Chazal understood you can't start the new rededication of the Beis Hamikdash with a bidyevet. You can't do that. It has to be totally pure, and that's why we do mahajrin and mahajrin. And then there's Rav Nevin Sol Shalita. He adds his own little thing to this. This is fabulous. And then I'll take your question. Rav Nevin Sol says, the reason why we do Mahajim and Mahadrin is because Hashem, Kaviyachol, himself did Mahajim and Mahadrin. It's a miracle. What's the miracle? 8 days. So you have this much oil, and it's supposed to last for 1 day, it lasts for 8 days. Now, in the summer, the nights are shorter. In the winter, the nights are longer. And right now is the middle of the winter. These are the longest nights of the year. So Hashem worked it out that it was 8 days instead of one. 8 of the longest nights of the year he did the miracle. So Hashem didn't just do a miracle of 8 days. It was the ultimate Mahajim and Mahajim miracle. Had it been the summer, it would have been a smaller miracle. 8 days of... Let me take a step back. The menorah was lit in the evening and it burned through the night. So in the summer, it would have been 8 nights of 8-hour nights. In the winter, it was 8 nights of like 13-hour nights. So the miracle of the Nes Chanukah, Hashem did the miracle, in a sense, in the very, very best way possible. So Chazal said, we're going to establish different levels, and we're going to have all of Am Yisrael do the best level. That's amazing. You got that? Hashem did a Mahajim and Mahajim miracle, and we do Mahajim and Mahajim lighting. Okay, so that's why we do Mahajim and Mahajim.